Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Montana News and Agriculture. Well, stand by with me because when we come back from the break, we had a great conversation with Montana Beef Council's Anna Spoonheim, and we're going to share all that and what they've been up to on your Montana News and Agriculture. Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering, August 8th through the 11th in Lewistown. Cowboy poets, Western musicians, and artists from all over the United States and Canada will gather to celebrate our cowboy heritage. Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering is a four-day event packed with everything Western. Hourly poetry, music sessions, a jam and dance, free Western art and gear show, and Saturday night, R.W. Hampton takes the grand stage. For schedules, tickets, and info, go to MontanaCowboyPoetryGathering.com or call 781-1422. Well, as you may recall, May was Beef Month, and Montana Beef Council certainly did their best to celebrate that and included everybody they could. Montana Beef Council project manager Anna Spoonheim, it seemed like May has come and gone way too quickly, but hey, nonetheless, it seems like it's grilling season now, huh?
That it is, and we're not done celebrating beef here. May might be Beef Month, but we celebrate beef all year long here at the Beef Council.
It sounded like you guys had some projects going as well during May and into some of the other months as well. Talk about some of those Beef Council projects that you guys had going on.
Yeah, of course. So we might be celebrating beef all year long here, but we did bring out some special things just for May. A couple of those included rolling out new content on social media, helping with Western Ranch Supply and a trivia contest that they put on, farm fairs across the state, a partnership with Wendy's, and also our partnership with MHSA rolled out some email blasts and social media campaigns just for the month of May.
I'll put you on the spot. Do you remember any of the trivia questions? Was there any surprised you as you have been in this beef industry quite some time for your life?
You know, I'm going to put you back on the spot, Andy, and tell you to go check it out on Facebook. It is still up there. And although the prize has come and gone, the trivia and the facts still stand true. So you can go check it out on the Western Ranch Supply Facebook page.
Speaking of prizes, don't you guys do a beef pack every month also?
That we do. We draw on the 10th and the 20th each month. It's completely free to sign up. And you can win up to $50 of beef, whatever cuts you want. The winner gets to go in and pick out whatever they feel like grilling up. And we supply that every month with two winners.
Outstanding. Love hearing that. Speaking of the upcoming months, talk about some of the events or maybe some other projects that you guys are working on.
Sure thing. The calendar is always full here at the Beef Council. As I said before, we're always celebrating everything beef. Our business manager is really busy this season just with lots of barbecue competitions. She's a certified Kansas City barbecue judge, so she's hopping all over the place with that. But, you know, back at the office, Shaylee and I are pretty busy as well as we are working on some surprises and getting ready for our board meeting this fall where we hope to roll out some new projects that we're really excited about.
Anna Spoonheim, Montana Beef Council Project Manager. Well, that's going to wrap us up on today's Montana News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mindy Schwab.